Part of Wisconsin's Medicaid budget shortfall was actually planned for. The full state budget the governor signed back in June was only balanced because it assumed the Department of Health Services would find $600 million in savings. The department's plan would find that money in part by cutting reimbursement rates to pharmacists who treat Medicaid patients and by putting a big piece of the shortfall off until the next budget. But because enrollment in Medicaid has shot up by more than planned, the program's budget hole could grow by hundreds of millions of dollars more. Doyle says that could require more cuts to hospitals and pharmacists, but he expects Congress will provide more money to help states with Medicaid.
They have helped us, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to extend that help for an additional 6 months. And that, if they were to do that, that pretty much takes care of the Medicaid issue for us.
Medicaid's budget is regularly in deficit and has grown faster than any other state program over the past decade. Critics suggest that's evidence that all of Medicaid needs an overhaul. But Doyle says he's not worried about some kind of collapse.
I mean, it's a matter of priorities and where you put it. And, you know, people have been telling me for 8 years now that it's going to collapse. And, you know, it not only has it not collapsed, it's pretty well held up nationally as one of the best examples of what a state can do.
More than 1 million Wisconsin residents are now enrolled in Medicaid in one form or another. That means almost 1 in 5 has a stake in the program. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.